He turned back toward Talon and found him facing the center of the courtyard, where the font of power was gurgling inside its pall of yellow steam. Luke could feel that it was imbued with the same dark force energy he had sensed the first time he had come here, in the company of his mind-walking guides from Sinkhole Station. Whatever the fountain's connection to Avaloth might be, he knew that its dark power would be an irresistible temptation to Talon. "You may be right, Lord Talon. This ruin wasn't where Avaloth lived." Luke glanced toward the top of the ridge, where her lair was located. "We might learn more by returning to her cave." A predatory smile twisted across Talon's lips.
"Come now, Master Skywalker," he said. "I can feel the fountain's power as clearly as you can."
"The fountain didn't make my Jedi Knights lose touch with reality, and it's not what we're here to investigate." Luke turned toward the far side of the courtyard, where Gavar Kai was struggling to keep the pyre aflame on a diet of tree ferns and club mosses. That would be Avaloth.
"Whose source of power was here, perhaps?"
Talon retorted.
"In this fountain?"
As the High Lord spoke, Gavar Kai stepped away from the pyre, positioning himself between Luke and Avaloth to preclude any attempt to retrieve the body. A robust man with long black hair, he had a hard face with clean lines and even features, and eyes so deeply brown they seemed the color of night. Judging by his interactions with Vestara, Kai was a good enough father, a little too stern perhaps, but also loving and proud. Luke admired him for that much, at least. He realized he and the Sith would never part ways without doing combat, but fighting Kai would be a sad duty, and Luke would regret killing him. From behind Luke, Talon continued.
"If you are going to reveal only what is convenient, Master Skywalker, our bargain is not worth the keeping."
Luke stopped and allowed his shoulders to slump. He had no idea what would happen if Talon drank from the font of power, whether it would kill him or bestow on him the unlimited power promised by Luke's guides on his first trip to the ruin. And he truly did not want to find out. Unfortunately, any attempt he made to discourage the High Lord was doomed to backfire, and so he would have to pursue another strategy. Besides, there was clearly some connection between Avaloth and the fountain, and Luke needed to learn about it as badly as his counterparts did. He turned, but remained where he was.
"I don't know a lot," Luke said. "And I won't be responsible for what you do with the information I do have."
Talon's voice assumed a superior tone.
"Then you have been here before?"
"In a manner of speaking, yes." Luke crossed to the edge of the sulfurous plume, then stopped and looked back over his shoulder. "Do you agree to my terms, or not?" Talon's eyes grew narrow and pensive.
"Interesting," he said. "Are you trying to frighten me, or tempt me?"
"Just trying to honor our bargain," Luke said. "And you're the one who's insisting."
Talon thought for a moment, then finally turned to Kai.
"Do nothing unless the Jedi attacks."
Kai inclined his head.
"As you command, High One."